recap this one. We're not springing ahead just yet. We've got a bye week that we'll use this time right here to rest up and heal up. Got a few guys that are banged up, and we'll be able to take a look at a couple other guys that hopefully will become available. And then when we get back together, we'll practice Wednesday and Thursday, and then take the weekend and get back next week ready to roll, getting ready for the next opponent. So really good energy last night, outstanding. I talked about that. The fans were terrific, and the team played well. And it was a good, hard-fought division victory and a good game. So, and we'll recap it now, and then we'll move on. So, questions?
Was that kind of the complete game you were looking for in terms of offense?
I think it was closest, you know. I think all three phases certainly contributed in the game. And I think they, they had really good moments, all three. But we, we see a lot of things that can be better. That's what we're going to keep working at, I don't know if you ever reach that perfect performance you're striving for anyway, but, there are things that we need to clean up, that we need to be better at. There were some things we did really well. And I think there were phases, all three phases were contributors, in the effort last night for sure. Pretty solid. Overall, really a good effort. I don't like giving the ball back at all, right? So, we got a key first down to kind of melt away. Went from 4.5 minutes, just under 5 minutes, and then when we gave it back, I think it was 2:20. But I don't want to give it back. So, there's room for improvement there. As good as it was, right? You rush for over 200 yards and you limit them to one sack, and so you think, that's a heck of a night. But I'm going to tell you that I don't expect to go back out there on defense. We should be able to take that ball and not give it back, and that's what we're striving for. Those are things, you want to strive for being able to do that. And so in each phase, I can point out a couple things that we're going to work at, we're going to point out, we're going to correct, and illustrate exactly why it needs to be better.
Is your standard getting higher as the season goes, as you see execution level?
Not really. No, I'm pretty straightforward about it, with the staff and with the players about what we're looking for and what championship football looks like. And, we're just going to push for it. And it takes time to develop and to grow. And the good news is, we recognize where these areas are, yet we're winning. And so being able to win and put that big smile on your face, go home and feel good about things, lay your head down at night, but wake up in the morning knowing you have work to do and there are things we must improve.
It's sometimes hard to convince players when you are winning, though, to fix it?
No.
Do they
just show the tape. The tape doesn't lie, And, part of Tell the Truth Tuesday is – what we do when we get back together as a team is just, we're telling the truth about the good too. So we're showing really physical play, and we're showing, the things we want to see, the crisp effort, and acknowledging, what was really good. And then we're going to be honest about things that we have to do better. And that's everywhere. That starts with me. I'll point out a thing or two that I could have done better. And that's really how we approach it. Nobody is shielded from that. Nobody is above criticism or above, being able to be held accountable. I think we all share in that, good or bad. And then we kind of own up to it and we can kind of put it behind us and then grow from there. And that's what we're doing. I think probably defensively the overall communication has been better and better. I think they're beginning to play with a little more confidence because of that. We've got a good group of guys. I've said it all along. They really care. We have some talent. And as we gain that confidence and that belief in each other, I think we'll play faster and faster and more effectively.
What strides have you seen in the defensive line from, say, a month ago? What's been the biggest area of improvement there?
I think probably just shedding blocks, getting off blocks. You know, there was some good play last night. This is a zone run, a stretch run team that, you know, can get you running sideways and cut you down on the backside and open up big holes. And I thought we did a pretty good job staying on our feet, setting a vertical edge, and not giving them what they really wanted to have in the run game.
Denver Kirkland's a guy that you guys had on the practice squad, and then Lee Smith gets hurt, and you put him right out there, basically, is in that role. And now 42 snaps yesterday.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him in terms of the development and the confidence to go practice squad straight onto the field? Is that what you look for all your practice squad guys, to be
– Sure.
You guys got to be that close?
Yeah, we talk about it. You know, we travel them every week, and part of that is that they understand they are just a snap away from being called up and being counted on. And so, yeah, we really do work at it that way, look at it that way, approach it that way. Denver's been, you know, big physical guy, tough guy. You know, we were drawn to him in camp and thought there were some things that were worth developing, and that development obviously has been accelerated a little bit, you know, with him being on the field as much as he is now. And when you look at the number of guys that we have that are rookies that are playing or undrafteds that are playing, and that's encouraging because they're getting a lot of coaching, they're developing, and they're building belief. And guys like Jalen Richard, you know, great stories. Some of these undrafted young men are coming in here and doing a nice job for us.
You have Mendelson there for one series.
You say Menelik?
Menelik, yeah.
Yeah.
The plan to get him in just for a little bit?
Yeah, good to get him back. You know, he had a good week of practice, and so he was going to be active and be part of the backup kind of play-as-needed plan, be available to play the extra tight end as well. Denver just ended up doing such a nice job for us that, you know, we left him, you know, get the majority of those reps. But Menelik played, I think, a series at right tackle and came in for a snap when Donald got shaken up. And, yeah, it was pretty solid. So good to have him back. I mean, we're, you know, this is a good time. That's why I say it's really a good time for us to catch this bye week, because really we've got a few guys, you know, like Menelik, you know, that we're bringing along. You know, like Sean should have a shot coming out of the break. And hopefully Mario will be a little bit closer. And so it's really a good time for us to catch a break here and kind of regather, gather ourselves and you know, reset our intentions coming out of the break.
What do you like about the jumbo package? What you guys use it a lot, obviously. Why do you like it?
Well, you know, we like Lee. We're trying to fill in for Lee. You know, big guy that gives us the ability to run the ball, that can pass block, and can occasionally sneak out and be part of a route. You know, he's not going to be a big part of the route tree, but. We do have plays designed. Those guys get out and catch the ball and run over a little guy. So, you know, they love that part, you know. They love that. But what they're really good at is the blocking part and being physical. So I think it just makes us physical. But we're not the only team doing it out there. You know, Saints do it quite a bit. There are a number of teams that are utilizing the extra big guy as a tight end.
How keeping off his feet is so important, more than he ever realized, you know, for recovery and all that.
Yeah.
Do you you talk to them all about, right, how many of you guys are going home for this bye period off, or do you keep track of what they're doing and that sort of thing, or do you just sort of counsel them as grown men just to say, hey, let them go?
Yeah, we're going to counsel them as grown men, but we are going to educate our guys, mm-hmm. and that's part of what we do, you know, throughout the year. You know, it's part of what we did during the off season. It's part of what we did during training camp, prior to training camp. It's part of the you know, how we're traveling and traveling better is them understanding, you know, some of the, I don't know if it's so much do's and don'ts as much as things that are going to benefit you and would be wise to take advantage of. And I think the culture that we've created and the mentality of our guys, they want to do the right things, and we point out what those right things are. And you know, we're getting that buy-in and the guys are taking care of themselves and preparing themselves. So, you know, we get the best product. At the end of the day, we want to put forth the best thing we can come game day, and we're working hard for that.
It was a tough test for TJ and DJ. What did you see on film from those two guys?
Battled. Yeah, battled tough. I thought they did a real nice job for the most part. So a couple things we can clean up technique-wise, but the effort was great. The intensity was great. I thought DJ was really, really solid. And TJ did a heck of a job filling in a tough situation, you know. People talked a lot about Akib being out. Heck, we had Sean Smith out, you know. So, you know, he's one of our good players. So, yeah, I think, you know, for our backup to step in and play well like he did, that was big for us.
In what areas do you think he's better than he was 12 months ago? Why do you think he's made this?
I think he's decided it's what he wants to do, and he's put in the work. There's no shortcut to it. I think his confidence is growing as he goes and continues to do the things that is being asked. He's gaining confidence in what he's seeing. He's got the ability, the quick feet. He's a bright guy. So he's got all the movement that you're looking for at that position. I think, you know, he's applying himself in a way that's going to – it typically leads to success. You know, the way you practice really hard, your focus, your attention to detail, you take care of yourself on and off the field, all the little things that add up to playing good football. I think he's given himself a chance, and he's having his best year since I've been around over the last 2 years for sure. I've not. That's good news. We'll see. You know, I mean, that's one of those deals that, I mean, honestly, the league, it's a little bit of a questionable policy, but it's the policy in place. So we'll follow it. And that means I can have no contact with him. So I've had no contact with him. And that's kind of one of those wait and see and hope for the best, you know, situations. I think for me, the way I thought about it, and I haven't thought about it a whole lot since, but it's let's young man get his life in order first. And then if he can do that, then we can talk about football. But let's make sure that he's got his life in order. And I think that's what the commissioner will do before he decides whether he's going to, you know, reinstate him or not. Well, yeah, the unknown part, I just leave that over there in that category, and you know, we're not gonna wait for that.
Okay.
What we've got to do is continue to grow. Got to continue to do the things that have helped us play much better defensively the last several weeks, and build on that, and continue to be better. And you know, as I said, you know, each of the three phases really showed really great things yesterday, and then showed things that have to be better. And so we'll look to grow there defensively. We're definitely making strides. I know what in my mind I think we're capable of, and we're getting there, but we're not there yet.
Andre Holmes had some pretty decent numbers here a couple of years ago, and then Amari got here, and Crabb got here, and he had to kind of remake himself as a special teams guy that's going to get a few snaps, and got to get balls that he downs inside the one yesterday and makes a couple nice catches.
Yeah.
Has he just been that? Did he sort of catch on that way as right away as soon as those other two guys got here, he was going to do whatever it took?
Yeah, I think when you looked at the group, you know, when we got Coop and Crabb last year, I think the guys that had been here, I think they all understood, hey, these guys are pretty good. And coach is letting it be competitive, and I'm looking to create my role. That's Seth came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Seth was just given the opportunity to compete, and he ended up being the third best guy in that group. And so he's continued to play that way and earn that. Andre, same thing. I think Andre's competed and earned, you know, what he has. I thought, you know, there were a couple of players that were pretty good players that aren't here anymore that were in that group of wide receivers that, we made the decision of what the best four were, and that's who was playing the most, and the other guys, you know, Streeter and the Duffel, International Duffel. Those guys aren't here anymore, and they're good players. So, we feel like, you get what you earn in a lot of different areas, and I think, what Andre's done has been exactly what we would hope he would do. You know, he's busted his butt everywhere he can. He remains ready, would like to get more offensively, but he's doing whatever he can to help the football team, and those are two big plays to pin those balls, pin their offense back like we did inside the five. He's entertaining, man. He's good. He's got a knack for it. I don't know about that pony ride he went on last night, but that's not in my repertoire right now, I can tell you. But he's having fun, and the thing about it is, to me, where you're having fun, you're enjoying yourself, but you're not, there's not anything where you're showing anybody up. You're not disrespecting the game. I'm all for guys having fun. Just don't cross the line where you're being disrespectful, and I don't think he is at all.
Reveling in a win like last night, is that okay? Do you understand that?
What do you mean reveling?
For the players, I mean these next couple of days, like, hey, this was...
No, they get another couple hours and then they've got to turn the page, but you guys can revel. No, we're gonna get about our business. You know, we're 9 games in. It's been a good start. We've got some really good football teams coming in, and us going to their place as well. In our division, we've got 3 division games to finish the year, the last month. We've got to continue to put wins together. So we'll enjoy the victories. We always do, but we don't enjoy them for very long. We take a day or so, and then we move on. So that's really where we are.
This AFC West is pretty competitive. I mean, even
right? You're believing that now, right? I've been saying that. Yeah.
Does that really kind of you to keep the foot on the gas, and does that help the players?
That's what we do anyway. We're going to do what we do. We're going to prepare hard. We're going to recover from the last game. The process is in place, and there's a good, healthy process here. Recovering from the last game, and in this case, we get a bye week to help with that recovery, and then dialing in our preparation and really putting the pedal down each and every day, trying to get everything we can out of that day and learning as much as we can about the team we're playing and the things they like to do and our game plan. And that's a healthy process. All the things we do with the training, the strength and conditioning, all the sleep, all the things that we're doing, the soft tissue work. We do a lot of different things leading up to these ball games, and we're going to continue that process and then go compete and give it everything we have.